Weissei, coming right before Shavuos. You know, the schedule of yeshiva, our calendar with the end of the year. You know, I don't get another chance. I want to thank everybody. Thank everybody for making it such a geschmack year, such an amazing year of learning. You know, that's the schedule of yeshiva, our calendar. And the calendar of the Torah is very different. Shavuos is the beginning of the year. It all starts. It all starts on Sunday. It's the day of Kabbalah HaTorah at the beginning of the whole year of learning. There's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that teaches us that Shavuos is also a Rosh Hashanah. It's also the beginning of the year. It tells us on Shavuos, we're nidon on Peres HaIlan. There's a din. Just like on Rosh Hashanah, there's a din on Shavuos, and we judge on the fruit of the tree. Zayar Kadr says that the lush of the Mishnah is Vidafka, the fruit of the tree, not trees. The tree. And it tells us it's referring al derech remez to a particular tree, to the Eitz HaChayim. We will be able this year to eat from the Eitz HaChayim. The Eitz HaChayim is the Torah, Eitz HaChayim hilo machazikim bar. To be able to have a year of connecting to Torah. It's a din for the whole year. It's the beginning of the year. We have to understand a little, what does that mean? What does it mean to us, the beginning of the year of Torah? So the truth is, if we look deeply into Shavuos, we could see that there's really a very profound connection between Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. We know Rosh Hashanah corresponds to the sixth day of Maisa Bereishis, the Yom HaShishi, the day of Bryas Adam, the day of Masa Adam, and Hashem made Adam HaRishon. Rashi and Bereishis tells us that there's a connection between the Yom HaShishi of Maisa Bereishis and the sixth day of Sivan, the day of Kabbalah HaTorah. The pasuk says, "Vayi'erev vayivoker Yom HaShishi," with an added hey. These 6 days, these 6 days. The other days we say Yom Shlishi, Yom Chamishi, Yom HaShishi. Says Rashi from Chazal, the Yom HaShishi was the sixth day of Maisa Bereishis, but HaShishi is to teach us. The sixth day isn't finished. The Yom HaShishi is finished on the sixth day of Sivan, that the whole Maisa Bereishis was standing and hanging and waiting to be affirmed and completed through Kabbalah HaTorah. Yom Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a day that we're nidon on what Hashem gives us, Chayim. Yom Shishi of Sivan is a day we're dan on Torah, on how we're going to complete the Maisa Bereishis. It's an amazingly difficult pasuk that I think we can understand. I'll pee this understanding of Shavuos. Maybe one of the hardest psukim in the whole Torah. The pasuk says Hashem is making Adam. The pasuk says Nasa Adam b'tzalmenu. Let us make man in our image. Let us make man. Nasa lashon rab. Terribly shver. Us? Who's us? Who else makes man? Makes people besides for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who else is there? It's Kfira. Straight up Kfira. And the Gemara Megillah tells us that when the Chachamim were translating the Torah at the time of Shivan for Talmid HaMelech, they changed it. They knew they couldn't write that. In Targum Shivrim, it says, I will make man. Who's we will make man? Who's a we? Who besides our Kaddish Baruch Hu is a partner in making man? What's the Pashup Shat? Pashup Shat sounds like there's someone besides our Kaddish Baruch Hu who's making man. Tell the Chazal, you can find this in the Psikta Zutrasi, on the Pasuk. Chazal says, gives a teretz, that yes, there's a shutif. Nas Adam Salmeinu, Hashem does it through himself. It can't be done all himself. He needs a shutif. And who's the shutif? The Medrash says the shutif is the people. Nas Adam, everything else in the world Hashem makes. But the Adam Salmeinu, to make Hashem, for Hashem to make a person, and for that person to be the Tzelem Elokim, to be something divine, it's only done with the shutifis, the shtatvis of people. We're being Masa. We're making ourselves. And that's finished on Yom HaShishi. It's an amazing thing. We look at the word Nasa. The first time the word Nasa is used in Torah, just that word Nasa, is in Bereshit, Nasa. The second time it's used in the Torah is in Parshas Yisro. Hashem comes to Klal Yisro. Hashem says to Klal Yisro, from a Kabbal to Torah, Batemti Ulin Mamleches Koyanim B'Goy Kaddish. You accept the Torah, you're going to be the Mamleches Koyanim. And what does Klal Yisro answer? The answer, Nasa. In Mishpatim, we know much better. Mishpatim says they answer Nasa the Nishma. In Yisro, they just say Nasa. What Pshat is that they're saying, Kabbalah HaTorah, we're going to be your Shutfim. We're going to be Nasa. It's all waiting. Hashem's waiting, Nasa Adam, waiting. Who's going to be my Shutfim? The whole Bria, the whole practice of the Bria. So that Nasa. Another amazing medrash. This is Medrash Agada. Different medrash on the same pasuk. It says Nasa Adam Salmenu. It says Nasa L'Shadrabim Nasa with the Torah. Not just the Kaddish Baruch Hu. A man's made with the Torah. Right? The Gemara says Bav Basra. Brasa Yetzihara Brasa Torah Tach. Torah. Through our learning Torah, keeping Torah, we're capable of the highest thing in the world to be a shutut with our Kaddish Baruch Hu in Nasa Adam Salmenu. You know, it's an amazing thing, just, you know, it reframes really our whole sense of what we're doing, you know? What are we doing? You know, you ask people, God's all, ask. But, dumb guy walking in the street, what are you doing? Right? I want to send a question, what are you doing in the world? What are you accomplishing with your life? Right, so, I don't know what I'll say. You say questions, son. You know, never thought about that one. I will tell you the truth. I spent my whole life trying not to think about that one. But the emes is the answer. You know, you ask a ben Torah, so he'll give you a better answer. Right? So Torah, the mitzvah, the chesed. The ultimate answer, it's all rooted in that mitzvah. Nasa Adam B'Tzalmenu. Hashem says before he makes man, I'm making a man because I want Nasa Adam B'Tzalmenu. The whole tachlis of Bria's Adam is that a person should be B'Tzalmenu, creating an Adam. That's the highest thing a person could do. What we're doing with our lives is we're creating an other. You know, everything else, what we have, what we accomplish, we're successful or not successful, we're going through life, we're trying to create an other. And I just want to say a little bit what that means. You know, it's still very philosophical. You know, a little bit is above us. The image of Hashem, we're similar to Hashem. What's an other? Why is it just an Adam? A Malach is maybe more Daimit to Hashem. Right, a Malach, more similar to Hashem, seems to us more divine than a person. What's an Adam? And the whole world is just for Adam, for this Shutfis, for the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Let's see what you think. It's a very, I think, deep, philosophical thought, and it takes a lot of thought to really internalize what it's talking about. You know, everything Hashem makes, Hashem can make malachim, we might seem closer to Hashem, but there's a tremendous difference between Hashem and a malach. Tremendously basic difference. No thing in the Quran. Hashem is the Bailey Island. Hashem's not totally on anyone. He's not dependent. He's the Etzem, not always there, not totally on anyone. He's the Bailey. The malachim, animals, the whole world, it's created. You know, if you have a person, a scientist, he makes a robot. And he designs the robot, and he programs the robot. An amazing robot looks a lot like a person. There's no relationship there, because all the robot is what the inventor put into it. There's no dimyug, there's no relationship. What Hashem wanted in Bria's Olam is that there's someone who's dimyug HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How's he dimyug? Because to some level, kaviyachon, a person has an opportunity that no one else has. There's an opportunity to create himself. On some level, that it's not just a program. It's not just programmed. A person, a life where a person's working on himself, he's being Nasa Adam. He's dealing with Hashem in that it's not just a program. It's he himself is a shutif in his own creation, his own being, and he made himself. He's making himself. An amazing thing every Shavuos, right? what it is. We're becoming Shutfim again. We're becoming Shutfim of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's interesting. You know, the whole world is created Asar Mamaros. Hashem had 10 commands, and the world kept the command. There's no one not to listen to the commands automatically, a robot. The world listens. On a Shulis, when Makabal Aseres Hadibros. Aseres Hadibros are the panemius of the Asar Mamaros, but it's given to a person. We could fulfill it, but we don't have to. We fulfill it because we decided we were going around the Yetzer and we were levatal ourselves and fulfilled it. And that's how we create ourselves. You know, Rosh Hashanah was a day of all the Harishim. It was made on Rosh Hashanah. On Shavuos, Shavuos is associated with David HaMelech. David HaMelech was born and died on Shavuos. Chazal tell us that David HaMelech is actually a chelik of the neshama of Adam. Adam was supposed to live 1,000 years. He lived 930, he gave 70 to David. David is also like Adam, but he's a tikkun. David's whole life is a life of tshuva, of being attacking himself. Adam brought death into the world. David brings life into the world. See, David was so chayy the kayyum. We say he didn't sleep because he was so given over to chayy. You know, it's interesting, shvuas, we don't sleep. We do sleep, but we don't sleep at night. You know what I'm saying? But we have no shaykh to me, so we're doing the chayy ourselves. We're giving life to ourselves. You know, we learn Torah, we're creating ourselves and giving ourselves life. It's a new person. You know, every year in yeshiva, it's not standard you're learning. You're making a new person. There's amazing Gemara about Shavuos, and it brings out the Yichud, what's unique about Shavuos and the tremendous Kedusha of Shavuos. That the Gemara on Pesachim Samaches, the Gemara tells us that Rav Yosef, on Shavuos, he had a special suda more than any other yomtiv. And he says, this day is more dear to me than any other day in the year. Because if not for this day, kama Yosef ika v'shuka. How many Yosefs are there in the world? A lot of Yosefs. Yeah, it's true. Every Yosef's different. One's stronger, one's weaker, one's bigger, one's smaller, one's smarter. But they're all just Yosefs. The mice are all just Yosefs. They live up for their teva. Aliday Shavuos, Kabbalah HaTorah, the Koyach of Torah, and Limna Torah, and we battle ourselves with Torah, gives us a Koyach to make ourselves into new people. It's that we're Machadish ourselves, and that was Rav Yosef. The amazing thing about Yosef, he was the biggest Bucky in Torah, in all of Bava. Right? He was the Rosh Yeshiva because he was Sinai. The Gemara tells us he was Sinai, he was mamash like our Sinai, he knew everything. Later in Yosef's life, he forgot all his learning. If Abaye had a reminder of Yosef about his own things, Rav Yosef was expressed surprise about things that Abaye would say, and Abaye would tell him, Rav Yosef, that I heard it from you, this is your shita. He forgot it all. But he stayed Rav Yosef. He still Rav Yosef, because what you really are, it's not anything you're going to accomplish in life, not how much money you're going to make, or everything that you're going to build. But ultimately, at the end of it all, everything's gone, and we're left with what we made of ourselves. What do we do? Where we shut them? Where we shut them in Nasa Adam Betzalmeinu? Just tell you one maisa. And a Rebbe of mine, of Schwanger Zatzal, is a big Talmud Chacham Bal Musar. And he went to the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp. And every year he would have Suvus Hodah, the day he got out. And he would tell over the maisa of what went on, things he saw. You know, he'd tell over, it's hard to even beat them, because maybe they won't. You tell over how at one time they had a time of barracks when his families were still together, and there was a table there, and there was no food for Shabbos. And they put some shmat on the table, and one by one, families got up and sat at the table and sung his miros. There was no food, there was nothing. But they sang that Hashem. And he said what he learned from that Shabbos and other experiences, the most important lesson of his life, he said, is they could take everything from you. Everything you have, take it from you. One thing you keep is your Ma'alas HaNefesh. The internal work and avodah a person does, and that he grows as a person to be an Adam Gadol, a person with Ma'alos, a person who's doing with Tzel Melokim, is the only thing that a person really takes on his whole life. A Ma'aser holds at the end of the year. It's time to be Mechazek. You know, Mechazek for this year and next year. What we could do to grow. A year in yeshiva, what it is, the opportunity, to take the opportunity, you know, to take the opportunity, what we could become. You know, to just mention one more point. You know, it's a yeshiva. The bit of Nasa Adam, the Ikra, we're explaining it on a person himself, to make an Adam, make yourself. The emes is Nasa Lashon Rabim. It's our tzibur also. It's Nasa, it's Lashon Rabim, it's going on the whole tzibur. Because Chaim pointed out the whole Kabbalah Satira is on the tzibur, Nasa v'nishma, together. The Chot Chaim, he said, he was once talking about the milos of the altar from Slobodka. They said about Rav Nosson Tzvi, the altar from Slobodka, he said, I, the Chot Chaim, I make svarim. He said, he, the altar from Slobodka, he makes people. The Chot Chaim, you should know. He didn't just write the Chot Chaim. He was the Chot Chaim. He also made a person, I'm sure he made many people. But we saw in Rav Nosson Tzvi that he admired was the ability to make other people. To make a yeshiva, to make a matzah. You know, one of the amazing things in Landers, you know, I've been in many, many yeshivas. And many things that are really unique to our yeshiva, but one thing very unique is there's a lot of different levels, many different backgrounds. You know, yeshivas are often extremely homogeneous. Our yeshiva has so many different backgrounds, different levels, where people are coming from, and the actus is something amazing. You know, morning seder, second Seder, but I think even more in second Seder, we have it all, you know? Fifth year Kollel, fourth year reading Hebrew, we have it all, you know? And to work together and be mechazik one another. We're here, alidei la'achdus ha'tzibur. What we could do to ourselves and each other and to build a yeshiva, to build a makom Torah. Baruch Hashem, my brachas, we should be zeicha, the shvuas, we should be zeicha to true Kabbalah Satira. We should be zeicher to true siyat and shmaya, to be mitaking ourselves, to help in mitaking our chaverim, our yeshiva, and to help build a stronger Klal Yisrael.